problems to have. It's just funny because I'm like, I used to be able to hold off doing laundry for like.
And we are live.
We are here.
Hi. Ladies and gentlemen.
Unfiltered Marriage.
Back. Today.
Back. Last week, I don't remember what happened.
You were lazy.
Was I lazy last week or was it?
No, you were lazy.
I think that Katie had said she had something to do, so I was like, well, if she's not going to
Because we've never done a show, just me and her, before.
Oh, yeah, no, I had a date last Tuesday.
First, I know we have.
Or no, it was Wednesday.
Tuesday.
I don't, yeah, no, that sounds about right, Tuesday.
I sure hope so.
It was.
It must have been right, right, Katie? Must have been. Wink, wink. As Jess is elbowing her to the side.
No, 100%.
You had a date,
I
Katie.
I have text messages to confirm it.
No, well, I just,
he's a real person, I swear.
No, it's just
what's his name? George Glass.
Obviously. I feel like sometimes the dynamic, just us, when I don't really have a lot of material, is kind of just, you know, repetition. They've seen us so much. With Katie, it's like we have
that's
that
called skill, babe. That's
Whoa.
Called skill.
Whoa.
That's called you got nothing to go on, and what do? You're still able to fill an hour like a professional.
That's, you know what? Professionally, this is not my job. I do this
I
for
understand,
fun.
And it never will be with your attitude.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, listen, the gloves are off tonight.
If there was something that is enticing me more to do it.
We get a holiday bonus every year from our good.
Who got a holiday bonus?
We did.
Who?
We
you
did.
And Richie.
No, and you did.
I didn't get anything.
Yes, you did.
What?
It all goes to the same pot for me and you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, little do I know, I guess.
You knew we got a holiday bonus. Don't act like you didn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, yeah.
So
this will be the one episode Vince watches. He'll be like, my geese didn't know.
No, you know what? The thing is, again, like I'm busy. I'm working. We have the kids. We have the house. By the time, you know, it's not 8 years ago when we were on fire and we were just like doing it all the time and I was periscoping and I was on it. It's now I'm just like, tired today, you know, it's hard. And then of course, like, what do I want to talk about? The world? What is there gonna to say?
The world,
everybody's
is a
sheep
vampire.
And then they follow where they follow, and you know, the war on vaccines and things.
Yeah, vaccines and things, of course.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, what do you have, superstar?
What do you mean, what do I have?
I'm saying, what do you, is there something you wanted to discuss today?
Well, we could talk how Kim Kardashian's officially a billionaire, and, you know, me and you are still scraping pennies together, so that's good.
We don't scrape pennies.
I know. But,
I scrape
you know.
Pennies together.
Isn't
with
that amazing,
myself?
Though,
I'm
that
saying.
Stupid, dumb, fucking idiot, all off his sex tape, is now a billionaire?
Yeah. I well, think we've not, been doing something wrong.
It's not just the sex tape.
No, that's the that was the catalyst,
that follow,
though.
Was the catalyst.
Yes, but it's the people that follow her and want to be like her. So it's mostly a lot of the public also that is what.
Do people
want to
be like her or do they just want her lifestyle?
No, no, no. I met a girl one time and she goes, oh, Kim K is my role model. And I looked at her and I went, oh. Please tell me everything and why. Because now I'm
yeah,
curious.
Like, you're an idiot.
Like,
and I'd
I'm just
love
curious,
to hear this.
But listen, I get it. Because the way she is portrayed, she lives this beautiful life. And she has just endless supplies of money. Who wouldn't want that?
Right.
But if you're saying that's your role model?
Right. Really wrong kind of role model.
I mean, listen, if that's what you're into and what you like, cool. I was the wrong person to say it to.
Right.
What a terrible role model.
The thing is, there really isn't much that she has done like
no,
cause
she
to
does,
be a role model.
No, she hasn't. There's no like thing she does. That's
she
the
puts
thing.
Her name on stuff.
Yeah, she puts her name on stuff and that's it. She
right.
doesn't
she has
do
an insane
anything.
Following.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? Is fucking brilliant.
I have to,
it's brilliant.
But she's got to be a hardworking person, correct? Like,
yeah,
yeah, like she can't just be like this, you know, laying around doing nothing.
I'm sure
person,
she's
though.
Waking up at 4 or 5.
So
in the morning,
you have to give her credit for that at 100%. Least, right?
100%. And now she's got kids. You know, she's got.
Oh,
a lot.
She's not taking care of those kids. Who
yeah, no,
kidding?
That's like 12.
She's,
nannies
if she sees
on
those
rotation.
Kids 5 hours a week, I'd be surprised.
Which listen, everyone needs help, but.
Kanye's seeing those kids way more than she is.
But you know what, though? To be fair, she doesn't rely on her kids for her success.
No.
No.
So it's not like she sits there and she's like, oh, these are my kids and they're
she
my
does,
everything.
She does show them
like,
off, though. She does parade
she
them out.
She shows them off and parades them like every holiday parent does.
Mm. I love those parents. Really
well, that's
a,
exactly. Perfect,
that,
perfect,
but that's
perfect
not
phrase.
What she
holiday
makes
parent.
Oh,
you'll
I've
see
been
it
using
on Thanksgiving.
It
you'll see it on Christmas.
In the cute
yeah.
outfits.
Right.
In the pictures on
matching.
Facebook and Instagram.
I love
it. I call them holiday parents, which, listen, if that's what works for you, great.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't.
I like that term. That's a fucking great term.
I don't really understand stealing the whole social media. I mean, I can understand. I guess you get.
I don't put my kids on social media.
You want more likes. You want more wants, and then you make money because you become this, and then people follow you, and it's like a ball of just the way you go. I just don't. You know, I've had options to get out there as far as being, you know, brand ambassadors for certain things, glasses, clothes, hair products. This, I just don't have that need of get 1,000 followers now. I'm like, I'm going to stay with my thing I have. But
my Instagram's always been private.
Kids, I might have been that more.
And
gung-ho.
I'll get friend requests, you know, kind of. And I'm like, I don't fuck you.
No. Yeah. No, we can't be friends.
And even on my Instagram that's private, I barely post my kids. Like, I do, but not like ad nauseum. Like, a lot of it is just nonsense. You know what I mean? But every now and then, like, their birthdays, definitely you're getting a post.
Yeah, a little post.
But, you know, every now and then I'll be like, oh, chilling with the kids or, you know, if I go to the movies.
But you're not inundating your feed with
it. Like, there's some people that I know that it's nothing.
It's 20 pictures a day of their kids.
It is literally all it is.
It's usually mostly the first time parents that do that, I notice.
Yeah.
Or the parents who kind of don't have much of attention, so they use that for the attention. Yeah. I mean, that's true, too. You trophy kids, you want someone to say, oh, my God, they're so cute.
There's a certain person that we love to death. That we love this person to death. Great girl. Mm-hmm. Love her. Absolutely love her. One of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah.
But her Instagram is literally nothing but her son. Constantly. You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about.
I think so.
From my old days.
I think so, yes. Yeah. Stop talking now before it becomes obvious.
Yeah, well, either way. But I love it to death.
My old days?
Yeah, my old crow.
Now I don't know, okay? But let's just leave it where it is. Don't bother.
I'm just going to, I'll tell you quick.
It makes it so, like, out there like that. But no, you're right. It's a lot of attention, and I don't really need to necessarily put... I do that
this
for my
person.
Hair work. Oh, yes. Okay,
it's
yes.
literally nothing
yes,
but...
Yes, yes.
And again, love that person to death.
Sure.
One of my favorite people on the planet. Sure. But, you know, I'm like, you know...
Yeah.
Pull
time
it back a little
to
bit.
Dig a break.
Yeah, let's pull it back
also,
a little
also
bit.
There's also people who are foodies like that.
Yeah.
Who do that with all their food, take all the pictures, like, are you not...
Oh, those people should be shot.
No. There are some of them that I'm like, ooh, but you know what? I need to know where you got it then. Because
yeah, but either way...
you're not going to tell me where I can also get that item...
I don't want to know.
I want you to eat a whole bag of boiled dicks.
Yeah.
Because now I want it.
Share.
And
or don't talk.
I don't want to. I will block you.
Foodie people, I'm like, hey, get
don't
out of here.
Don't be a
food
tease with me.
Because I'm not
it.
A foodie myself. I'm not a big food person.
We weren't until we were friends with Carl.
Yeah, but
then
even then, like,
that way with him.
Yeah, but I did it more as just an annoyance to you.
Oh, I couldn't stand it.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I couldn't
stand it. Like, I'd be like, Carl says this, Jess.
He'd be like, you know, Carl said 3 eggs. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
And then, and then a week later, she's, Carl, real bread, not bread? Okay. Carl said.
He was an amazing person.
Actually, rest in peace. His birthday just passed.
Yeah, it did just pass.
And, one of my favorite people that came into my life.
Yeah.
So short, but like one of the best people I've ever met. Like really was. He was just the most genuine, nicest fucking guy. Yeah. If he liked you. If he didn't like you, he was a motherfucker.
That's my favorite type of person.
He was a really like down-to-earth person. I mean, he was opening a restaurant at the time. So he was like, you guys come out, VIP, get out here the night we open. We missed the opening. But he one time called me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I have it on my phone.
I'm in bed, okay? And I'm laying there, and the phone rings. I look at it. I'm like, Rocky, it's Carl. And he was like, Carl? And I'm like, yeah. So I put on speaker. I'm like, hello? He's like, Jazz! Just starts going on about how he wants to be on the show, but he's working on something with the
with
Food
the
Network.
Food Network, so...
Because we're very fresh here.
Yeah,
you know?
So like contractually,
like,
they don't want him
and
doing...
No man could call me at 2 in the morning, and my husband goes, hey, what's up, Carl?
You're like, but the thing about him was, like, he totally did not need to call us and be like, this is why I can't do you. Like,
right.
We have no right being – you don't have to explain anything to us.
Right.
Yeah, you don't – yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you coming on was the hugest favor in the world us to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, just doing it the one time. But he would call in randomly. Like, we would be doing the show, and all of a sudden the phone ring and be Carl.
Yeah.
And it would be like, yes, fucking, like, he started loving just doing the show with us.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, and then once, like she said, the Food Network thing, and we're both sitting there like, dude, totally unnecessary, but this is awesome that you're doing
fine,
this.
You know.
You know?
He was a great, He was a great person. We definitely miss him. So,
yeah, anyway, happy birthday, Carl.
Yes, happy birthday. Back onto the whole thing. We were talking about social media and Kardashian. So she's a billionaire, and fuck her. So that's that.
Yeah. Not, yeah.
That's it.
All right. Solid you know, advice.
It's a solid argument, I guess.
It is a solid argument.
Is they getting divorced?
You keep hearing every, like, 6 months, you hear that they're getting divorced,
well,
but then nothing happens.
They need a bump in their ratings, and, you know, they've got a slump.
Yeah, but Kanye can always just do something crazy when he wants
that. Yeah,
but
maybe he just doesn't want to be crazy. Maybe it's the crazy mom being like, oh, my girls aren't getting enough attention. What can I do? Oh, the really easy thing. Oh, maybe they're getting divorced.
Well, you know
divorced.
What I noticed, too? After he did Rogan, he just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard from him.
Realized that he's been a fucking psycho and self-reflected a little bit.
Well, if you watched that show with him, though, there was so much like eye-opening things about him that you were like, okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, since he put, like, for him to explain something, he can't just go from A to B. Yeah. He's got to go A, B1, B2, B3, B4.
Yeah.
And then finally get to Z.
Right.
But once he gets there, you're like, okay.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah. And like, and all the stuff he said in between kind of is needed, but it's so much. It's the brain of a genius. Yeah. Like, because he is a genius. Like, whether you want to admit it or not.
Yeah, I'm not ready to admit it. I'm not ready.
Field.
I'm sorry. I'm not ready.
Field, the man's a genius.
Oh, sure. You know what? I'll take your word for it. I'm just not in a place where I'm willing to admit that.
But.
Because he's a psycho.
You know, and when he's trying to now explain what's going on in his head. You get what I'm saying? Like,
it's like me trying to explain the shit
it's
in
like,
my brain.
Yeah.
Right. Like
it's,
three people
it's like someone being like,
it.
You don't know string theory? I'm going to explain it to you right now.
Right.
And you being like,
well, you know,
what?
Not for nothing, but Rogan was the perfect person to try to dissect it with him because Rogan is so, when he says it's not just like, I don't mean it like it's a complete sentence, but he makes sense in that one sentence and you go, okay.
Yeah, because Rogan has a way
right
of,
question.
But Rogan, like she said, has a way of going, okay, here's everything that guy just said.
In one sentence.
And now I've made it make sense to everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
Which you're right. That's a great point. I didn't think of it that
really
way.
I really do enjoy Joe Rogan because he does that with everybody he really has on where they're talking and he's just like, so this is what you mean. And I'm like, oh shit.
Because he's going in there the way we are.
Yeah.
Like he's going in there just as curious and unknowledgeable as we are, so he kind of has to do that. And as a host, that's a great feature to have because he's going, this isn't just a conversation. I have millions of people listening, and they don't understand. So now I need to make them understand as well.
He gives it like a snapshot, basically.
Yeah.
Like just in case you guys were a little confused, here's a little.
Yes,
but he's also good in the way where. Not being an asshole where he'll also kind of call you out and be like, yeah, but isn't that kind of stupid?
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
But that's just being a really great interviewer.
Yeah,
yeah he is.
Like,
yeah.
He knows how to pull things out of people and to make shit make sense. Because if it doesn't make sense, then what's the point?
Well, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just talking then at that point.
And people shit on him, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
you know,
really
you know. People that don't like him, they have, like, these weird reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like, ugh, excuse me. It's always like, you know, I didn't. He had this one guy on, and, you know, they were talking about this conspiracy, and I'm like, so one thing, like, makes you just completely go sideways?
But not everybody is for everybody.
No, I get that, but, like, sometimes they are. Like, Johnny Carson. Think of Johnny Carson back in the day. 80 million people a night would watch Johnny. Almost everybody in the country would watch. He was for everybody. There wasn't really people walking around going, I don't like
but
Johnny Carson.
But you're also
Carson.
Talking about a very different time, and I'm sure there were plenty of people that didn't like him.
Yeah.
And there was just no platform for them to all say, fuck Johnny Carson.
Right.
Whereas now, you can say, fuck anybody and everybody and tweet it out at
and I have 50 other options instead of Joe Rogan also.
Right. Yeah. Hear me out, though, from an outsider's point of view, like Rocky, when he takes a shower or when he does anything in the house, has to have something on, whether it be a podcast or a show or something. So he'll be in the shower, and he would have Joe Rogan on, or Opie, either one. And I would always be like, it's so fucking annoying. He's got it so fucking loud. But then half the time, I found myself slowing down in the hallway and cracking. I'd be laughing hysterically in the hallway. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I had to stop, but that was really funny. So I started listening, and I'm going, all right. So I had to stop. I had to stop looking at them, going "fuck them," and had to like.
No, it is true. If you're not
in love with that,
if to make it more basic, if you're not a talk radio person, now that also encompasses podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that also. But if you're not one of those people, which I wasn't, and then Opie and Anthony came into my life, and I was like, "Oh wow, this is a whole different
right.
aspect of radio I never even knew existed."
Correct.
You know, and doing that where you're just listening to people talk for mm-hmm. hours on end is not...
It's not for everybody.
It's not normal for people, really. Like, eventually you're like, shut the fuck up. My God. Yeah. So when you find someone who's good, though, who can keep your attention for 3 hours, you know, you want to, you love it. Like, mm-hmm. I was an Opie and Anthony fucking maniac where I was like, every day I would listen 4 hours a day, every day. I wouldn't miss a minute of their show.
Right.
And if I missed it, I'd feel like I was like, there, part of my life was like not right.
It was incomplete.
Yeah, like there was something missing there. They would go on vacations. They would go on vacations. Yeah. But they would go on vacations and it would be best ofs. And I've already heard everything because I don't miss anything. And I would hate it. I'd be like, fuck, just come back, please. I can't wait for a live show again. And now with podcasting, there's so many more people being introduced to that world, but finding your own little...
Your own little niche,
yeah.
And what you like about it, and all that.
I had a good one. So Rocky asked me, I believe it was yesterday. He said, "Do you think we'll ever see space travel? Right
in our lifetime?
In our lifetime,
like pedestrian,
like normalized,
commercial
space travel?
Yeah,
yeah."
You know, this is a conversation I had with my girlfriend at work, Carrie, mm-hmm. when we were all, remember, it was a couple months back, and the big lotto was happening.
Yes,
so. Every week, our office, we would all put in $2, whatever it was. And she comes up to me and she goes, "Katie, you know what I'm going to do when we win?" And I went, "Oh, fuck."
Yes.
What's happening? And she goes, "We're going into outer fucking space." And I looked at her and I was like, "You have fun." She goes, No. We're going.
How are we
going? We're going to win, so I got
with
you.
The money
and
she
I'm
wins.
Like, no.
Yeah, but no, but what space travel
because,
program?
What is it?
Yeah, he's trying to do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that's what she's
Elon Musk.
All those seats are filled
process.
Up though, too. The
famous
but this is the conversation.
No, but
we were
there's a thing that you can buy tickets right now for some kind of thing. But I'm pretty sure that's done with, isn't it? Didn't all the rich people buy it?
Listen, I don't know, but she was very insistent that her and I were going into outer space.
All the rich people go to space and then something happens. It's like, now we're starting from scratch.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't survive.
No,
they,
but that's
because
cool.
they need other people to do shit for them.
But that's cool because
you know
they can
mean?
Go and whatever can happen. And then that's, you know, a little bit of the 1% that we don't have to worry about.
I
anymore.
Agree.
No,
it could be an awesome plan that
I'm
they all have. Get
saying,
them all up there and then be like,
later,
fuckers. Guess what? Your money's now in the bank. I'm a real person, everybody.
Correct.
Like,
that'd be great.
I mean,
fucking
I
send Oprah, send Bill Gates, Bezos. Get them all up there.
I'm
fuck
just
them.
Saying,
I thought Oprah was first.
Well, because I don't know why.
I don't mind Oprah so much.
She's a sneaky bitch.
I mean, everyone's a sneaky bitch.
She's a sneaky, sneaky bitch.
I'm okay with her, though.
Sneaky.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't,
more okay with her than, like,
I don't
Bezos.
Trust her.
You don't
gotta
trust
her.
What are you gonna do? She's gonna watch
I
your kids
trust
one weekend.
Her.
No, oh my god!
Yeah, but if we were up in space and Oprah's there, I'm not fucking joining the Oprah camp. I'll tell you that much.
I'm not going up in space with billionaires because I know
and
I'm the first one that's gonna become the help.
Oh,
like I'm not doing
no
it.
Not the help, but go out and go get sticks. You're
fuck
right.
That.
That's
dude,
what
we'd
I'm
be
saying.
Able to take
go,
them
I'm
out. Like physically, we'd be able to take them out.
Yeah, but then what? I'm lost in space. No, thank you.
No, but now it's like yeah, but
kill me,
no, but no, I can now take and be like either fucking get me back or Oprah gets it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like I will fucking kill Oprah.
Can, oh I, you know. Can I kill someone else? Oprah's kind of cool. I like
her. How about Ellen? Ellen?
I mean,
I
prefer
I
Oprah over Ellen. Oprah's giving me
let's
really
do Whoopi
good
Goldberg.
Tips. Oh,
I
no.
love Whoopi. I like her.
Oh, like my sister act days? No,
oh, yeah.
You can't take
her. Is she
running
not the ugliest famous woman of all time?
Oh, stop it.
No,
why?
I think
she's
there's uglier
looking
out there. I think there's uglier
an ugly
out there.
Ugly woman.
No,
stop it.
No,
who?
No. I just don't think
who?
She's
who? That's famous. Exactly. Look how hard you're thinking right now.
Yeah, but it's
Whoopi
not,
is
it's not because I can't think of anyone else. It's because you know I'm stupid and I forget names.
No, but Whoopi's ugly as shit. That's also
you're
the thing.
Not talking about my friend that way.
Like, she is really an ugly woman.
You're not stupid.
I don't
like
Whoopi. I'm not gonna rationalize
what
it. She makes
ugly
me laugh.
She's just not
has
feminine
she lost her shit since being on The View?
100%. I hate all of those women. Every single person on that show
like
I despise.
Any of them.
None and Joy Behar is the biggest disappointment because she used to be like a ruthless
who was the
stand-up
blonde from Survivor that was on there? Elizabeth Hasselbeck or something?
Yeah, they forced her out.
Well, because she was a psycho.
But she was a right-winger. That's why they forced her out.
Yeah, but that's not even the only reason. She was a straight
and now they have
psycho,
McCain in there. That's
like,
the punching bag.
I don't. I haven't watched
Meghan
the
McCain
show in like a decade. I can't. I can't.
I see
it
clips every now and then, and then I'll see Tim Dillon, that comic. He does these Meghan McCain things that are just so fucking funny. Tim Dillon, you know Tim Dillon, right? The big gay guy that I've shown you before.
Yes.
I mean, celebrities just give us a plethora of things to make fun of.
Yeah. It's they like really they go do. Out of their way sometimes.
And then they get butthurt about it. I'm like, yeah. Oh,
but if ordinary people, wait a minute, but if all of us were all on camera all the time, yeah, yeah, they'd have plenty of stuff to talk about us too. And
that's, now, ready? And hold on. That's why I saw something today. Haley Atwell, is that her name?
Who the fuck is that?
She's an actress. Okay, I sure. think that's her name. It was Captain America, the first one. Now, Chris Evans didn't let anybody see his body until the actual reveal in Captain America. So he covered up how jacked he was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So once they revealed and they did the whole thing, there was, you know, a part where her character is like, oh,
her
my.
Character who? Who's her character?
Haley, this Haley Atwell,
but
I think that's her name.
Who was she in the movie? Frame of reference.
She's like a U.S. worker.
She was like an extra?
No, the government worker with one of the, I don't know, she was a big role in Captain America. She's like the lead female.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. You're talking about, fuck me.
I don't know who that is.
She was the one he fell in love with and all that?
I think so. I think she played Peggy Carter, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I'm going to look it up right now.
All
right,
if she was Peggy Carter, I know who you're talking about now.
I'm going to look it up right
Proceed.
Now.
Proceed.
Yeah. But so he comes out of the thing, and she's supposed to be like all like, oh, my God. Like, wow, obviously. He's fucking holy shit. Yeah, Haley Atwell. Yeah, she was Peggy Carter.
Okay, so then I know who she's talking about.
So then there was a part that she improv that they kept in the movie where she, like, touches his chest.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, she's like, oh.
I would have touched, too.
And in the interview.
Don't touch me. Okay.
Hold up. And this is where I'm going with this. Because now this is an insane double standard. Even in the interview. Hold up.
And shit.
Even in the interview that she's doing for this movie, she's like, I just had to. And now. And again,
I know where you're going.
I'm totally not for what I'm saying. I'm calling out the double standard.
Okay.
That if that was, let's say, Halle Berry or Jennifer Aniston coming out of there and some guy just had to touch her tit.
Whoa. Tits and pecs are two different things.
Let's
compare things that are comparable.
No, but this is an unwanted touch. Unwanted touch.
No.
Maybe he didn't want to be touched by her.
That's fine, but you need to pick comparable body parts.
No, because men only have one. We only have one.
Oh, so that's my fucking fault? That's, all you guys have is a dick?
There's nothing. Tits are natural things. No, tits are not. There's one no-no place, and that's pussy and dick.
Listen.
No-no place?
No. Because otherwise, you wouldn't have to wear a bathing suit top on the beach. Otherwise,
some beaches you don't have to. That's America's stuck-up ways.
Okay, cool. So on Facebook, if a woman is topless, it gets taken down. But if a man doesn't have a shirt on, it's fine.
I don't run Facebook. I don't run Facebook.
Instagram, TikTok, again, Snapchat, Periscope, anything.
I'm just calling out the double standard.
But you have to have a comparable double standard.
That if a guy was to do that, and like, you know, someone walked by and he just, her butt was just, I had to.
Okay, fine. So then compare.
I had to. Okay, Jennifer Lopez comes out of the machine and she's got her butt. And some guy on the crew was.
So then I can get behind that.
But they're joking about it as if like, it's totally fine. Maybe Chris Evans didn't want to be fucking touched.
And I agree with that.
But their lack of, you know what I mean? Like, that's not okay. Like, it is okay because it's a guy thing. Again, I'm fine with it. I'm not saying anything wrong with any of this. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling out the double standard in society where we can laugh and joke when a girl gropes Chris Evans, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But if that was reversed, there would be Me Too. That guy would never work again. He'd be wiped from history.
If you're talking about comparable body parts, then yes.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I don't think it does, because either way, an unwanted touch is an unwanted touch.
Agreed, but you can't compare pecs and tits.
All right, well, pecs and asses.
So,
you know what I mean? So I'm just saying.
Ass and ass. All right.
Well, that's the example I'm using then. Pecs and ass. So.
All right. So then that's fucked up. When you think about it that way.
Of course it is. And especially in today's world where, you know, you have all this.
You can't touch
anyone
without being like.
You can't even flirt with people.
All right. You don't ask me. He unwantedly touches
you can't. But you can't even flirt in some situations without getting Me Too'd anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a real thing. And that depends on your looks.
Yeah.
Like, Brad Pitt can get away with full-on harassment.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, it depends on the scenario.
But you get what I'm saying, though? Like for him, like, it's always playful because,
it's just Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But if some ugly guy was doing the same exact shit that Brad Pitt was doing, they'd be like, oh, my God, he's a monster. Well, get him away from
to be fair,
you get what I'm saying?
There are two things that'll get men will get away with it. They have to be super hot like Brad Pitt, or they have to have a ton of money like Bezos, and then they can get away with just about anything.
But even then, you can see the girls kind of like, ugh.
But, and that's fine.
You know, like they let it happen, but they lurch away instinctually like,
but
ugh.
That's why Harvey Weinstein got away with it for so long. He yeah. had the money and he
well,
had
he
the
was
power.
Powerful, but that was power.
But that's why yeah. he got yeah. away with it for so long.
That
had
was
he
power.
Been some bum on the street,
yeah.
he would have, no, he would have been locked up.
And
the
you know what?
Time.
Harvey yeah. Weinstein, the shit we've heard, is nothing yeah. compared to what happened to the girls back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Is nothing
yeah.
compared to what happened to some of those girls. Some of yeah. them underage girls in the 20s mm-hmm. and 30s. Those girls were just, they were meat and cattle, and that was it. And you're not going to blow me. You're not going to let me fuck you
get
and
the
do
fuck
it.
Out.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Bye, and go tell somebody. I'll gladly laugh with them about right. it. We'll all have a fucking joke laugh at your expense.
We're going to read the transcript yeah. over dinner and laugh.
It's yeah. true story. That is how it was. That's crazy, though. But now you can't really even say, I mean, I don't know.
Guys can't get away, white guys especially can't get away with shit anymore. Like, you can't do anything, really.
I don't think with, it's so much white. I think any men.
No, yeah. white guys really are on the fucking chopping block as of late. We are the devil personified.
Well, they're everybody, a guy in guys in general in that kind of atmosphere are assholes. Doesn't matter what they
want. No, yeah, I know. I know, but Katie knows what I'm saying.
I do know, but that's because I'm super Caucasian. So yeah. I also know when I need to shut my mouth.
Yeah. But no, white guys had a bad couple
of
years.
But to be fair yeah. about it, I understand why that is. Just take Brock, what's his face? Brock Turner. Like yeah. the personification of everything
but
wrong with white privileged men.
And I understand
like,
that, but
it gives you a bad rap.
But
it
are
does.
There examples? Of course.
Yeah.
But just like everybody else doesn't want to be whitewashed.
Yeah.
For a lack of a better term, like, you can't go, well, that's all of them.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because there's other groups out there, and I'm not going to name groups, that go, hey, that's not all of us.
But that's just
and
like,
we're supposed to go, okay.
Right.
Okay.
But that's just like the people that argue the Blue Lives Matter. Well, it's not all the cops. It's just some of them. But yes, there is a small portion that'll taint the whole group. And does it suck? Absolutely.
In every group, there's a small yeah. portion.
That's just how
it is. But there's
it
only certain groups that get the stigma of, nope, that's all of you now.
Yeah. Well, I think that has to do with, again, society
the
being
people,
so fucking dumb.
The people that think it's all of anything are the stupid
yeah,
but they're
exactly.
the loudest ones.
Yeah, but they can be as loud as they want.
They're the ones making the most noise and causing the most change.
As loud as they are, look at the change they're actually making.
Yeah.
They're not. Just because they're loud, it's like the Karens of the world. Nobody cares.
Right.
Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
It's just complaining just for the sake of complaining.
Everybody sucks.
Me too. It's like, no, it wasn't you. You were just around the corner when it happened, you know? But there is a lot. For every group, there's people like that. I don't necessarily like have to be specific groups.
Everybody sucks.
No, but we've now. Now, during the pandemic and, you know, everything that's gone on, we've now just made groups. Like, everybody's in
I
a group
that.
Now. You're
it's
in a group now.
To say, listen,
doesn't matter
thing.
What you want,
I'm
you're
own
now
own
in a
group.
Group and what's funny
myself.
To me is, if as most people
faces.
Will look at me and go, white male. But if I try to join the Aryan Nation or a Nazi group, I'm not white enough
wait,
for them.
Wait.
So how am I a white male?
This is my thing. Hold on. I want to know how come so many people are like, we just want to be with every. We want to have the same rights. We want to be the same as everyone else. But I am this, and you are that. There's always that line of who you are, who I am. If we would just stop looking at all of the segregation in every religion, color, likes, male, female, trans, everything that we all separate ourselves to be, and then go, we want to be a group. But why
well,
we
because a lot of
because a lot
of those people go, we want this and we want that, and you go, no, you do have that. You're the one acting like you don't.
Right.
And then when something goes a little awry, you act the way you act, and that's why you get the reaction that you get.
For every action,
because
every reaction.
Not for nothing, when I see white people acting stupid on video and with police, they get thrown to the ground and knees in their neck, and they get fucking beat up. Sometimes yes, and sometimes not.
It's a little disproportionate, but I feel
it's
like
not.
That,
it's
if all of it was filmed.
No, but here's the thing: it's not because when you're being fed certain things, that agenda starts creeping up a lot more than the truth. You get what I'm saying? So it's a lot easier to show you the bad videos than it is to show you the thousands of videos where it doesn't show it, because those videos don't make the news.
Listen, I have a hard time agreeing with that only because I've known people that work in that system and can corroborate.
Yes, that's a bad egg situation. But it is.
And it's just, I know it's a case by case basis. It's a town by town. It's a city by city. It's a state by state thing. But I have a hard time with that one because I know for a fact that it is extremely.
Is there discrimination?
Biased.
Absolutely. 100%. I'm not going to say there isn't.
I'm not going to sit there and say it's every.
But
cop,
there's
every
also
CO, every lawyer.
When you watch a lot of these videos, you see certain behavior patterns where you go, well, if you didn't do that, we would have never gotten here.
Yes,
and a lot of the time, it's a simple thing of just shutting the fuck up.
But how do you justify the times where they do everything that they're supposed to do and they do what they're told to do and it still goes wrong?
Shit happens. Sorry.
No, yeah, but that's a bullshit excuse.
No, but it happens to everybody.
But that's like
the thing.
Blanket Band-Aid on a surgical wound.
Just I was just talking about all groups in general. Yeah. Every group. Not just what happens with this, I mean, everybody in general puts themselves in a group and goes, this is the group I'm in. But then why? How do you say you want
to
be?
Because it's easier to be a part of something.
I'm a part of every. I'm a mom, and I'm not in a mom's group.
Some people just want to be a part of anything. It doesn't matter what it is.
Those are joiners.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. That's how a lot of gangs get their people from. That there's a lot of people out there that are alone. Hey, you're alone?
Be a part of something.
Come join us. We're a family here. We'll treat you like family until you. Yeah, until you're no use to us, or we slightly think that you turned your back on us and we're going to shoot you in the back of the head. But
you're a part of this family now.
Yeah.
No,
but there's a lot of lonely people. I just want to be a part of anything. It doesn't matter what it is.
And I think that's a lot of the problem. I think if we all just kind of.
And there's a lot of dumb people. And dumb people are very easy to manipulate and get on your side.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very
easy. Anything else you want to say? No. Oh, my God. I'm just sorry.
People are the worst.
No, they are. They are in general. You can't really do much without someone.
I hate most of them.
Oh, my God. Anthony, that's terrible. I'm not even going to read that one. Oh,
no.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
That has nothing to do with anything.
I don't want
this
to
guy just
it.
Got ultra racist.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well,
goodness. So, just to change the subject quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm having a little bit of Jess anxiety, so I'm going to throw this out there. You know, I have to
flip
my
birthday?
Not just the birthday.
April's rough
in
general.
Also, my dad's 14 year of passing 9 days before my birthday.
Right.
And also this year he would have been 60 and I would have been 40. But it's also time for me to start getting Val registered for our first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of pressure with doctors and vaccines and, you know, she needs this, she needs that. And I don't know what the standards are going to be for school next year. And in general, I'm just having, I guess, anxiety of I don't know what I'm willing to accept to put her into public school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to homeschool. I feel like that's not socially good for her. She's young and she needs to be around kids her own age.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of stuck. And I feel like there's so many people on this side that are like, well, you could do this, this, and this. And I'm like, And then this side, like, you have to do these. And I'm like, And I'm in the middle going, can't I just make my own choices, and I can't, and it's really difficult to stomach that I don't have really the choices over my children or myself that I would like to have.
Well, I mean, you have more choices than I think you're giving yourself credit to. There are modified vaccination schedules for kids. There are vaccinations you can opt out of and still be able to send your kid to public school.
Yes, but there are three that I am not okay with, and there is no way to opt out. It's New York State.
Which three?
Chickenpox.
Okay.
I feel like that's not deadly, and I had it, and it was good to get through
my
body.
It has killed people, though. It has. I'm just saying, fevers.
Yeah. Hepatitis B, only until I feel she's interactive outside on playgrounds and stuff.
Which
like
she will be in first grade.
Right.
And there was, what's the third one?
HPV.
HPV.
But she doesn't need till sixth grade.
Right, right.
So you could opt out of that one.
I wouldn't
one
even
right
worry
now
about that one at all. Is that one mandatory now?
Yes.
Because Lewis had to get that this year.
Yep.
But he's going into sixth
grade.
He's
11.
Yeah. Well, let's be fair about HPV, especially with boys. They're carriers. Nothing happens to them, but they spread that shit like nobody's business.
Yes, my son is definitely not spreading.
Well, no, I know, but they're
for another couple
they're
of
trying
years
to prevent
yeah
it.
He is his father's son. Just give him time. He may kick in.
Girls, girls get HPV.
Not about spreading diseases.
Infertile.
About, you know.
I don't want to think about my son getting into things with girls.
Yeah,
eventually,
but hypothetically,
you know, I'm sure he's
speaking
gonna
with those things, especially the HPV one, it's you're protecting
others.
Like, there's no way. I had my doctor tell me there's no way to know how a man has it or if he has it. It's just if someone he fucked or screwed around with now has it. And if she's right. only been with one dude, that's the only way to know he has it. And he's only a carrier. Nothing happens to them.
Right. No, I understand that.
But women can become infertile. They can get cervical cancer from it. Like, that's...
And I do all those things. I understand. I'm not saying that.
I just wouldn't worry about that one right now. You have so many years between now and
then.
Yeah,
I don't think that one's mandatory right now.
It's not mandatory right now, but, you know, my anxiety doesn't work that way as I'm picking my nails apart. Mm-hmm. And my anxiety doesn't work that way where I can go, I don't have to worry about this now. It's right. just a list in my mind of, I have to do this before, which is 4 or 5 months before she goes to school. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm prepared to just, I did delay schedule, so I'm right. behind. And mm-hmm. there's a lot to make up. And I'm now fighting with myself on what kind of parent I am to just inject her with all these things because they're saying I have to. Mm-hmm. Or find an alternative school, which I was looking into and found it was not what I was looking for also. But, okay. you know, it's on my mind. And as well as everything else in April, I have a really hard time even functioning. I get migraines. I don't sleep well. I cry uncontrollably. It's just always.
It's and a hard month.
Yes, and I this give is not my husband helping. A lot of props, you know. I give him a lot of props because he deals with a lot, you know. It just, it can sometimes cripple me for a day, and mm-hmm. I just cannot function, and I'm just not there, and it's hard. I don't even know what to do. And you have him that's so, like, just do it, and I'm like, ah!
Well, have you tried you know? Just talking to the doctor about it?
Yes, I have.
And seeing if there are other options or alternatives to it, or at least have a conversation with them that is open and honest and will either get you to make a decision, feel better about a decision. Right. Because some doctors are great with that and they completely understand you don't want to just give your kid 30 shots in a day right. and hope for the best.
Right. It's true. I know. It sounds very easy for a lot of people. I just don't know how to tame that, you know, inside. And Rocky will tell you there's times where I just am like, I can't breathe on my chest. I yeah. feel like...
Ugh. Well, it's not necessarily going to tame it, but at least you're giving yourself an opportunity to figure out what it is that you want to do. It gives you another opinion that is hopefully unbiased.
Right.
Because
right.
it's a doctor. It's supposed to be a medical professional that can give you all the answers instead of just diving into WebMD and... making yourself crazy.
Well, no,
crazy.
I don't do MD. I go right to CDC person.
Oh, I know
CDC person.
I know someone that does that. And I'm shut up.
From stop
it.
No, I'm a CDC
she
person.
She used to
I'll
do that.
Check
I stopped
the
her.
Government websites and mm-hmm. read up on their stuff. I'm not the kind of person that'll just be like, oh, so I hear this. You know, him.
Yeah.
But I definitely get to a point where sometimes when he looks at me and goes, babe, like, you need to stop. And I'm like, and I'm shaky and yeah. I get, you know, it's hard. And I try to keep it together.
Yeah.
Just
well,
not easy.
I would cut the middleman and just talk to a doctor about it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to make yourself crazy looking at these journals and it brings you to something else that brings you to something else. And you're in this rabbit hole that you can't get out of.
Yeah.
And you're not helping yourself at all. You're just exacerbating the problem.
No, she keeps digging. Once she starts digging, she digs deep.
Like, once you start getting into that hole, it's very hard to get out.
I know.
You can just cut the bullshit and call a doctor and talk to them and have a very honest conversation.
Yeah.
I think it would help a little bit.
I might have to look into that.
You know?
Yeah.
You want to close with that one? I think that's a good one.
Yeah, sure. All right, we got an article here. Up to 100 people who took part in a legal orgy in France have been slapped with fines after the event was broken up by the police. Officers raided the warehouse in some French place on Friday night following reports of men and women meeting for the so-called Libertine Party, which breached COVID-19 regulations.
Because it wasn't COVID-regulated, they broke up an orgy.
And it was a breach of curfew.
Oh,
yeah.
But what if they just didn't leave?
What do you mean? Police are there, so now you're going
to
get arrested.
People are fucking, you know, and then the cops walk in and they're like, you don't have a mask on?
Yeah,
you're
but
fucking
that's got to be the worst, too. Like, you're all fucking hopped up on sex and everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're deep inside a vag, and then whoop, whoop. Oh,
so,
God.
The curfew thing, I think, is bullshit, because if they didn't leave the premises, are they really breaking curfew?
But they have to get home.
But do they?
Yeah, curfew means home, not, you know, out somewhere else.
And London's different, right?
No, this is France.
France is different than, I guess, you know. Curfew, they knock on your door. Are you here?
I mean, what are they, truant?
They're plunging into their third lockdown amid 20,000 new corona cases.
Oh, my God. sad.
I've never had a story about sex make me sad.
I was so sad. Yeah. I read it and I was like, wow, 100 people orgy? How does that work?
Like, are they all like in it, or is there like rooms where it's like, all right, this is our group. Is that your group?
I love that you said it was a legal orgy. Like, illegal. As if there are illegal. Oh, wait, it was illegal?
They don't say illegal anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was illegal.
It's illegal because of the restrictions. I don't think. I don't think an orgy is illegal ever. I mean, unless there's, you know, bestiality or
rape happening.
Yeah, or rape or young children.
That's not an orgy. That's
but if there's 100 willing people to have an orgy, that's totally fine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, that seems normal. Yeah.
I think you're kind of fucked.
I mean, technically, I guess we would have been involved in an orgy type scene.
In Jamaica, we weren't. Orgies together.
Yeah, but.
We were separate.
No, but there was. Everyone was together.
Oh, in the
you
same
get what
room,
I'm saying? Like, does
talking.
That constitute as an orgy?
I don't know. What constitutes as an orgy?
Because there were threesomes happening around us.
In a room?
There were people.
Yeah, they were, but we were all on separate beds, separate.
Yes,
areas.
But there was multiple people having multiple partners.
Together.
I don't know. I think an orgy is just a big sex party.
Can we just Google it real quick? Because this is going
to
bother me.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Definition of orgy.
Honest, the bed that we were on.
But that was like six beds put together.
We were connected.
Yeah. It was six mattresses on a floor, like all together next to like a nice pool.
I'm just trying to.
It was on like a pedestal bed.
Yeah,
but you know, there was other people having sex in the same room as us. But I don't know what would constitute as an orgy.
Well, I'm going to give you the actual.
I would like the Webster's definition.
Yeah, I'm going.
Of orgy. Right,
orgy, yes. Because, you know, again, it's.
Here's from Webster's. Secret ceremonial rites held in honor of an ancient Greek. All right, let's go to the second one.
Oh, yeah, what the heck that is.
We're not getting all that's not Greek.
2A is drunken revelry. 2B, a sexual encounter involving many people, also an excessive sexual indulgence. A group of more than four people having sex in the same area.
There it is!
So
and we were part,
we
of, an
were part of an orgy.
There you go.
Oh my God.
I can officially say I've been in an orgy. I have officially been in an orgy.
Know, I guess we have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Interesting. I'm glad we didn't get any lockdown running in there with cops with guns.
No
Here we are just having sex.
New York legalized weed.
I know we did.
That's pretty nuts. We're 15th state.
Yeah,
they need their money.
Well,
they need their
too.
money.
It's just stupid.
$3.2 billion in taxes estimated.
Wow.
New York City alone, think about how much you're gonna pull in New York City alone. And New York City's gonna tax the fuck out of
it. Yeah, they are. They tax the fuck out of cigarettes.
$15 a pack out in weed's gonna be, and that's gonna hurt their business though, because people will just buy it the way they do now and not
go
to the shops
or the Bronx or some shit.
The thing with the shops is though, there's the options. That's where they get you. Yeah. You have so many options. You can smoke, you can drink, you can eat, you can vape, you can, there's hundreds of options.
How are they going to work that as far as like walking in the city a cop and someone walks by and blows weed by a cop?
It's,
like,
it's legal. Just, yeah, and it's legal.
Rude.
Yeah, but they do it with cigarettes today.
That's
it's,
why I was thinking they
yeah, but it's
weed.
Legal. There's
as
nothing
not
they can do.
Walking up to them and blowing.
And you're allowed to carry now 3 ounces on you.
Three ounces.
Jesus.
Of course it is. And 25 grams of like oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're allowed to walk around with
that's
also.
That's crazy.
So,
I mean, I guess, whatever. Limited people walk around with prescription drugs that are a lot worse.
But
so
it's about fucking time. You know what I mean? Like, the weed is the most ridiculous thing. I always said, if you have alcohol legal and weed's not, something's very fucking wrong.
Well, and the fact that it's a Schedule I drug right next to heroin.
Yeah.
Cocaine is Schedule II or III.
Yeah, that's and so crazy. Is, like, acid and ecstasy. It's,
but weed is Schedule
so
I right next to heroin. Like, really?
Yeah.
You know what, though? Let's see with the pharmaceuticals and how what happens now with alcohol and people who can actually buy and sell and smoke weed now.
Well, in all the places that weed became legal, suicide and pill overdose went down substantially.
Yeah.
Substantially. So to look at that alone and not go, oh, this is doing something good.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that, you know, people will substitute weed for other shit.
Of course they
will. Like I always said, if alcohol went away, it wouldn't really affect me. Like, I would be like, I could live without alcohol.
Yeah.
If weed went away, I'd be like, fuck, that sucks.
What are we going to do without alcohol?
Yeah.
That's the line.
But because weed enhances things in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never sitting there going, I got to go see that movie. Let's get drunk first. You know? Or we're going to see this concert. Let's get fucking wasted.
I mean, mean?
You know, like, I want to get, like, a little stoned and go both. See Jack Johnson and, you know yeah. what I mean, or 311. And
I don't know. I've done both. Wendy and I have, like,
yeah, but getting wasted at a concert.
In the parking lot and then gone to see a movie just because we thought it would be a good idea. And
it was. I put the it wine, was a great idea. Pocketbook straw. I've done that.
I'm not saying it can't, but
I'm not
like,
getting like schmitty, schmitty,
but like,
smash,
you know,
but...
weed is enhances music. It gives you a different feel for music. I always found
I've done it. All of it. So
like,
I get
there's certain
saying.
Times where I'm like really stoned, and I'd be driving when I was younger, and a song would come on, and it would just hit different. Yeah. You know, like it would just hit different. Where you would be like, "That is the shit," and then you listen to it where you're not stoned, and you're like. Good.
He's like, yeah,
but it didn't hit the same. No, but he's right, though. Like, yeah. that part is right. Like, yeah. you know, there's certain things that, you know, you watch a comedy after you smoke a joint. What's yeah. better than watching Step Brothers after smoking a joint? Or yeah.
Some ice cream, getting really high, watching Cat Williams.
And it'll be another option for kids. And I'm not saying this in like, hey, kids, go do drugs. But I'm saying they're going to do it anyway. Yeah. We all did. And now they might go, hey, instead of getting a 12-pack, let's go get some weed.
I don't
and
know if they're
much...
ever gonna frame it like that.
But yeah. but you understand
but
what
I
I'm
get
saying,
the
like
thought process.
Because
it,
to me, it's a safer avenue.
It is.
It really is. I would much rather my kids be potheads than alcoholics. Yeah. I really would.
100%. I don't want to be rude or anything. However, my daughter has a date tonight.
Okay.
So we're gonna wrap it up, and so she's leaving by 10. So we're gonna wrap it up tonight, guys. But we will be back next Tuesday. I love you guys, and I'm so glad we were able to come. I'm going to get better with getting my information together. It's been hectic this month. It will get funner. Thanks for tuning in to us, and thank you, of course, Katie, for coming. Even though I canceled our hair appointment today because of a headache.
Oh, my God.
I love you,
it.
And I'm the worst, but I didn't get off my couch till 4, and I love you. And we'll see you guys next week, babe.
That's right. All right, guys. That's it. Go to Russo. If you're listening to us on The Brand, we're live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Unfiltered Marriage, over on Super Ugly Show on YouTube. Super Ugly Show is also live every Tuesday night at 7:30. So go to Super Ugly Show YouTube. Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that little bell next to it. You'll get notified when we go live. Go to russosbrand.com. Brand new shows every single week with the likes of Vince Russo, Stevie Richards, Bin Hameen, The Beautiful People, Shane Douglas, Kevin Sullivan, friggin'
everybody.
Disco Inferno. So go to Russo's Brand. It's only $3.95 a month and subscribe. OP Radio. Go to opradio.com. Buy some merchandise. Check out the podcast there or wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify. Search OP Radio Podcast and Statement hey, Games. Yeah. Where's Mark? We want Mark
here. I know. We need Mark.
I just want to tickle his bag.
Oh, my
just want
God, guys.
Put him in the
see
corner and
Tuesday.
Breathe on his neck. We'll see you next Tuesday. StatementGames.com.
Bye.
We love you guys. Peace.